Hey, can I just talk for a Don't shut the door on me, please. Can I just talk for a second? Thank you. May I come in? Please? Jesus. Well, I wanted to clear up everything. You just left without even letting me explain what happened. Yes, you walked in on me kissing him. But you don't know the full context. Listen, I got your text. I knew you want nothing to do with me anymore. But just for a little bit of, I don't know, resolution or clearing the air, let me at least tell you what happened. Thank you. So I was invited to that party by my roommate. You know, Steph. She told me that it would be mainly people we knew. A couple other people that were friends of friends, and it wouldn't be that big of a deal. Little did I know there would be a lot of people there. Including that guy. He's my ex. And well, I got pretty wasted. They put just a lot of alcohol in whatever drink I was drinking. And I'm not normally a partier. I don't have a good alcohol tolerance as it is, and so I was pretty drunk pretty quickly. And I'm not trying to whip out this sorry excuse of, but I was drunk. It's just where it started, okay? I was drinking and drinking, and suddenly I see my ex. He walks up to me and he asks how it's been, and you can tell I'm shit-faced. He asks if we can talk privately, and at first I deny, and then he just grabs my arm and drags me back to a room. I tried to fight him off, but I couldn't, I mean. You know how small I am, I tried my best. Then, I was in the back room with him and I tried to leave and he said, we need to talk first, and I was like, there's nothing we need to talk about. And then he kissed me. He grabbed me. He pinned me to the bed and he kissed me. Pushed him off immediately. And then he did it again. No, it's fine. You don't even have to believe me if you don't want to. I couldn't live with myself having you think that I would choose him over you. I wouldn't choose anyone over you, let alone that dumbass. He hurt me a lot in the past. You're so much better than him. But once I finally was able to breathe for a second, I asked him why he was doing it, and he said it was to make you jealous. So he kept doing it, and he was like, I wonder when your boyfriend's gonna come check on you. God. Such an idiot for getting drunk. I knew you were running late. I should have waited till you were there or something. That way, at least I'd have you there to protect me. You know the rest. She walked in and, well, freaked out. Punched him. Thank you, by the way. And looked at me like I had betrayed your trust, unlike anyone else before. I was so drunk that I couldn't even defend myself. I tried to, but I ended up giggling, because that's what I do when I'm drunk. But then those giggles turned into sobs as you left. I'm sorry that I hurt you. But it wasn't my fault. I blame myself for getting drunk, but that kiss was not my fault. It was his fault. You gave him a great shiner, by the way. I saw a picture of him on someone's Snapchat story or something, and he was looking rough. Last night was a long night after that. Puked up my guts in my bathroom, my roommate holding back my hair. Sobbing the whole time, because I was worried he would never talk to me again. Thank you for letting me in. Thank you. A hug? Why? Why are you sorry you didn't know? So, you think we can work this out?